My name is Kayla Wenis. I will be teaching middle school and high school choir.
Tell us about yourself. Where did you grow up and go to school?
I grew up in Rhinelander and graduated from Rhinelander High School. And then I went on to UW-Stevens Point to get my music education degree there.
Did you teach after that?
No, this is my first job.
It is.
Yeah, I student taught in Antigo. That was just this past spring.
Staying right in the conference.
Yep, right. And now I'm here. I'm the youngest of six. I'm here by myself, though.
What about hobbies?
I love outdoor things, and I swim, and we water ski, and hike, and camp. And I love playing volleyball.
Did you do that in school?
I did, yep, all through high school. So I did volleyball and track in high school, and then played some intramural volleyball in college.
What choir will you be teaching?
So I will do the 8th grade choir and the middle school show choir. And then I have the...
Is that more challenging, you think, than high school choir?
I don't know if it's more challenging. I think it presents different, you know, it's a totally different group of kids. And they're at a different point in their skill development. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't say more challenging. There's just different things that you're working on with them.
I would assume they don't have the dedication to choir that maybe the high school kids would have.
I think it would depend. You know, sometimes you get kids who are super excited. Sometimes it's some of the first music classes that they've been in. So at least outside of just their general music class, it's the first one that they get to choose, maybe. So they're super, super excited to come in and do something different. And that's always really fun to work with.
Speaking of a fun adventure, how is it going with the Medford School District?
Really, really well. I had a show choir camp earlier in the month, and I got to know, that was with the high school show choir, so I got to know all of those kids, and it's super exciting. They're really great kids to work with, and they have so much energy, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Congratulations for being here. Good luck in the
new
school year.
Thank you.
My name is Hillary Jockumson, and I will be teaching in the middle school special education and interventions.
Where did you grow up and go to school?
I grew up in Soldiers Grove, Wisconsin, which is in southwest Wisconsin, and I graduated from UW La Crosse in 2014. I was a fourth grade teacher for 1 year at Kickapoo, which is in Viola, Wisconsin, and then I taught for 2.5 years at Westby Middle School as an interventionist. My husband is originally from Medford, Alex Jockumson.
Hobbies, things like that?
We own and operate a dairy farm just south of Medford, so that takes up most of my time while I'm not teaching.
I'm talking 24 hours a day
yep.
here. So any hobbies other than farming? You can't mention the cows or anything like that.
Maybe woodworking. I like to make signs and different things with mm-hmm. wood, so... I guess that would be.
When you have some spare time.
Yes. Crafting, woodworking, things
like
that.
So how do you like it up here in the Medford area now?
So far, so good. So if it would just quit raining, that would be wonderful.
I agree.
But other than that, I can't complain.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and welcome to the Medford School District, and good luck in the new school year.
Thank you.
Okay, Sam Soddy joins us, another local resident new to the Medford School District. What are you going to be teaching, Sam?
Physical education and adapted physical education at the elementary school.
Okay, what's adaptive physical education?
So that's physical education for students with disabilities.
I see. Mm-hmm. So tell us about yourself, where you grew up, went to school, as if we don't know, but give it to us anyway.
Well, I did go to Medford, came here 8th grade, went through the high school. But before that, I lived in Richfield and East Troy. I was born in Ohio. So I've been around the state, but I always consider myself from Medford.
Where did you go to school after graduation then?
UW La Crosse. And I was there for 5 years with my PE major and my adapted PE minor.
So this is your first position here in Medford?
This is. It's my first year teaching. Just graduated in the spring.
And you excited about coming back here and teaching here?
Oh, yeah. When I saw the opening, I have to go there. I applied right away. I was super excited, ready to come back.
I asked the same question to some of the other locals that came back here. A little surreal, kind of weird to be calling your coworkers by their first name when they used to be your instructors.
Oh, real weird. When I talked to Ted Wilson, I was about to say Coach Wilson. I was like, nope, got to call you Ted. I was a little weirded out, but I think I'll get used to it.
Tell us about your family, since you're from here, but still.
I have three older sisters. They all went to high school as well at Medford Area Senior High. And then my parents are down in Richfield now again for the second time, because all my family's down there. And my sisters are kind of spread out through the state mostly, and one's over in Minnesota.
Not married yet or anything like that?
Two of them are married.
No, you.
Oh, me. Oh. No, not married yet. No.
Well, so being physical ed major, what are your hobbies?
I love the outdoors, fishing, hunting, camping, hiking, climbing, anything to do with outdoors.
Physical stuff.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Going to the Boundary Waters, going fishing with my buddies. That's our going to Canada. We do that every summer. So anything outdoors is where I'm at.
Excited about being back here in the Medford School
District?
Ecstatic,
yeah. I love it. I was so mad when my parents left. So I told my mom, Mom, guess where I'm applying to? And she was like, where? I was like, Medford. I'm going back. So super excited to be back.
Good luck to you in the new school year.
Thank you.
Thanks, and welcome back.
Thank you.